Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, who has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think a lot of us have difficulty in explaining the Immaculate Conception. What does it really mean? Well, the simplest way of putting that is to put it in these words, that Mary, unlike us, Mary, because God knew from all time that she would consent by her free will to be the mother of God, since God knew that from all time, he kept her safe from what we call original sin, of what really means a built-in, so to speak, inherent weakness. So we are, prone to weakness, unlike Mary, who, as we see in the Gospel this morning, was totally open to whatever God wanted. Now, you and I are not like that. We very often... it's what we want, and we very much willfully do our own thing rather than the will of God, knowing at times that what we are doing is not pleasing to God. But Mary, that's the difference. Mary was totally open to whatever God wanted in her life. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word." Now, if we could live that in our own lives, to be open to God in every aspect of our lives, what a difference What a difference that would make. Now, the other interesting thing about Mary, that even though she was very special and spared from that inherent weakness or built-in weakness or flaw in her DNA, so to speak, nevertheless, she wasn't spared from the ordinary traumas and sufferings and pain of life. So Mary, for those of you, I often think, who have gone through the pain and the suffering of losing a son or a daughter, you know what Mary went through when she saw the way her son was treated, when she imagined the pain she suffered when she saw her son crucified as a criminal on a cross. So Mary, I wonder how Mary felt that day, that first Good Friday, so to speak, when she walked away and made her way home. At this time, she was alone. Joseph was gone, and now her son was gone too. Imagine the pain in her heart. And so for all you women, for all you mothers who have lost a son or a daughter, just let this be a special day for you to pray for, to help, to pray to Mary and ask her to help you to carry the loss and the cross that you have to bear, not just today, but each and every day. And for the rest of us, let us be more open to what God wants in our life rather than maybe what we necessarily want.